This is dedicated to the parade field trooper, who never leaves that nice soft garrison and always looks real pretty. Now in the war-torn jungles of Vietnam, you'll find a certain kind of man. You'll see him everywhere. He's a trooper, a garrison trooper. Yeah, he's 5'4", 228 pounds of blubber. Got him a nickel-plated 45 tied down low. Quick draw holster, two bandoliers of brassoed ammo. Yeah, he's a trooper, a garrison trooper. He's fought from Saigon to Nha Trang, in every bar that is, and then only with the girls, and he ain't won one yet. But he's a trooper, a garrison trooper. He's got a hip knife, a side knife, a boot knife, a shoulder knife, and a little bitty one. It's a combination flare gun, dinner set, and genuine police whistle. But he's a trooper, a garrison trooper. Now I run into one the other day. He told me a story. Said he had just this minute come back from a 15-day running fight against the Kong. Said he'd captured a lot of loot. You know what I saw when I looked down? A spit-shine boot. Yeah, he's a trooper, a garrison trooper. Now a poor old pilot come back today. Half his crew was killed, aircraft shot to hell. But he don't say much. He's not a trooper, a garrison trooper. And out in the hills and the jungles and the swamps, living like a bunch of dogs, are some men wearing funny little green hats. They stay out there and fight for months on end. They don't say much, cause they're not troopers. Garrison troopers.
Garrison troopers.
And I'll bet finally, when I leave this war-torn land, the last thing I'll see will be, though I may be in a drunken stupor, I bet it'll be a Garrison trooper.
Garrison trooper.
Yeah, they're all over the place. Ain't hardly worth going to war no more.